Good morning. My name is Barbara Fote. I'm a member here, and I am here to welcome you. Whatever your reason for being here, please know that you are welcome here, and we hope you feel our warm hospitality. Some of us wear these stoles. They are free for anybody to wear. They're up here and in the back, and they symbolize that we're a church that honors diversity. And so whatever your puzzle piece looks like, whatever your theology, ability, disability, size, shape, you are part of the wonderful mosaic that is University Church, and we're glad you're here. Particularly glad if you are visiting us for the first time, and we have a visitor's packet that's in the back, and we will try to get that to you as we do our greeting time in a few moments. Everybody look in that aisle, it's on this side, in the middle, it's on that side and there, and hold up, do you see a black folder? This is new for us, right? So grab that and pass it down your aisle. Take, there's slips, I believe the visitors ones are yellow, is that right? Are visitors yellow? And more of the regulars are another color, purplish, okay? And there's info about events and things coming up, but if you would fill out one of those slips, either if you're a visitor or a regular, if you have a prayer request, you can also use that slip to put your prayer request on. And so if you do have a prayer, then the ushers will collect those and we'll share those aloud in a few minutes. And if you don't have a prayer, just drop that attendance slip in the offering plate, and that will help us get to know you. And, you know, if you haven't been here for a few Sundays, we want to find out what's going on in your life, and we may be following up with you. There are restrooms and childcare out this way. And let me tell you of a couple of opportunities that are coming up that you might want to know about. We have the opportunity for you to buy fair trade coffee, coffee that is harvested and grown by people who are paid a decent wage. And Beth Drew will be selling fair trade coffee out behind here in the gathering room, so you can circle around there and then go downstairs, because we have some folks from Interfaith Works who are going to be here today to talk about refugee resettlement. We have committed to sponsoring a refugee family with the other Syracuse churches. I know it was going to be a Syrian family, and we thought they were coming in November, and we thought they were coming in December, and so you can hear the latest and learn a little bit about the resettlement of refugees, because that's a concern for many of us at this time in our political history. So 1215, right downstairs below us here in the Pettengill Center. We also are starting some small groups, and I'm really excited about this book, about half-truths and things that God didn't say. So you'll see in your bulletin, there's a group meeting on Wednesday nights, and there's a group meeting Fridays around lunchtime. And I said to Alicia, but I can't make any of those times. So guess who's going to start leading one? So 9:45 on Sunday mornings, I volunteered to lead a couple of the weeks, and maybe I can corral somebody else to lead. But for those of you who are who that time works, Sundays at 9:45, otherwise Wednesday nights or Fridays. It really looks like an interesting book. I've read the first chapter. So those small groups are about to start, and in my business, I'm in the television business, you always give a promo or a tease, so I believe Ted has one for us. Oh, he does not. All right. Well, it's going to be really good. But wait, there's more. and there are a lot more things in the bulletin of activities and ways for you to get involved in fellowship activities, in spiritual activities, or in outreach and helping make our world a better place. So with that, let us continue our worship.
Hi, I forgot my lapel mic. Do we have a handheld somewhere? No, it's not there. Oh, here it is. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're here, and I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and so happy to see many new faces and old friends. Millions of people suffer from some sort of anxiety or depression. If you do not, chances are someone close to you does. Winter can be a time of SAD. Seasonal affective disorder, when the lack of sunlight affects our moods and ability to cope effectively. But spiritual affective disorder can also be a factor as we lead lives that are too crowded, busy, overcommitted, sometimes disturbing and uncertain. At the turn of the new year, we will explore everyday life activities that can become spiritual practices, deepening our experience
of the meaningful life and make us more lighthearted. So, as we begin our series on spiritual affective disorder, we will begin to look at spiritual practices to get us out of the midwinter blues and into the light of our lives. While not a replacement for medical resources to alleviate depression, we will see how experiencing the everyday activities of our lives as a blessing, as filled with God's offer of radiance, can offer us a chance to be filled with the light in whom we believe. The first week, we affirm that the very act of arising each day is a gift from God, and we are going to flip the switch on living.
Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my dark steps fill me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubt nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love.
Thank you. And I forgot to introduce, that is Dale, who's leading us in music today. Please rise if you are able, and will you join me in the call to worship? Houses house bodies. Bodies house life. Life houses souls. Souls house light. Light shrinks from darkness. Darkness douses light. Yet light overcomes darkness with spiritual sight. In the beginning was darkness, darkness again at the end, awaiting those who despise light. Light's gift of love for all. Yes, light overcomes darkness with love's perfect sight. Please remain standing if you will and join in singing Nobody Knows the Trouble I See.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. What makes, oh Satan, hate me so? Oh, yes, Lord, 'cause he got me once and let me go. Oh, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. I never shall forget that day. Oh, yes, Lord, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. And if you will remain standing, we have a tradition here of greeting one another, shaking hands. You might say, peace of God be with you. Or maybe today, did you notice that cool trick Alicia did with the light? So maybe today we want to say, I see the light in your face. Please welcome each other.
Good morning again. I would love for all the children to come forward if they're comfortable and come sit up here with me.
In my soul rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to see all of you. I'm wondering, I think I know everybody. Right? Yes. Okay. I'm glad to see everybody here. So we're going to be talking about spiritual practices this next 8 weeks. And so I wanted to share with you a spiritual practice called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina. Okay? And this is where you read a scripture and you read it several times, usually three. And while you listen to, while you read it either out loud or to yourself, you listen for something that touches your heart that day. And I've heard someone, I don't remember who, oh, I know who it was, someone I knew at seminary, she called it, her name was, Diana. And she said, the word that sparkles for you today. Okay? So I'm going to read our Isaiah scripture, and I want you guys to listen really hard and tell me a word or a phrase that stands out for you today. Okay? You know what we're doing? Does everyone know what we're doing? Okay. Here we go. This is Isaiah 60. It's 1, 2, and 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people.
But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Then you shall come and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. So I'm asking everyone here, what word or phrase jumped out at you today that you were thinking that, yes? Arise? Okay, arise. That's good, because that's one of the words of the day. Any other words stand out to you today? All right, I'm going to read it again. Let's see what happens the next time. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and the thickness of the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. Shine. Yes. That's another word of the day. So good. What other? Oh, we got some others. Yes. Be happy. What did you hear? Darkness. Any other words stand out to you today? Yes. Joy. I'm not hearing you. Glow. Glow. Okay. All right. So remember the words that you heard today, and as you go through the day today, think about, oh, that word, that really arise, or joy, or whatever word stuck out to you today, shine. Think about maybe why that struck you today, all right? That's your homework of the day. And this is one way that people all over the world study scripture and grow closer to God through this spiritual practice called Lectio Divina. Okay? So we're going to do more spiritual practices throughout the next 8 weeks, and I'm really excited that you all sat with me and listened for a word. I like the way my teacher said, a word that sparkles. Sometimes when we read scripture, a word will just like jump out of the text at us. So will you pray with me today? All right, great. God of love, we thank you for today. We thank you that you gave us this guidebook, the Bible, that helps us learn and grow about you. Please be with each of us today as we think about the words that struck us today, that sparkled for us today in the text of Isaiah. And please be with each of us that we might get to know you more and more each day. Amen. Amen. All right, you can go sit with your families or whoever you're sitting with today. Thanks for visiting with me. All right, so I see the yellow slip upon us. And I know that Barbara already talked about this, but this is the time when you get to pick out that slip, either yellow or purple. And hopefully you've already filled out your name and your address and how we can contact you to make sure you're doing okay. But there might be something on your heart that you would like the group of us here this morning to pray about with you. It could be a celebration. It could be something you're struggling with. And if you'd like for us to pray with you on this, please write it in where it says prayer request, and we will we'll have some ushers. They're ready already. I see them. They're all ready. They're going to come down and collect them so that they can be read as a part of worship.
In God's time, God makes all things beautiful. In God's time, Lord, please me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say. In your time, in your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful. In your time, Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing. in your time.
Settle our hearts in prayer.
Let us join our hearts in prayer with a few moments of silent prayer, and then the prayers of the people, and then the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. God, you are with us in the darkness and the cold, and also in the warm fellowship in this space, and you are the God of light, and we honor you. We confess we haven't always been your ambassador in the world. Sometimes we're just not the best role model. We make mistakes. We don't live out our intentions. Forgive us. Give us strength and discipline to be who you know and we know we can be and who you want us to be. Help us to begin, renew, or continue in our spiritual practices. This day we come with so many concerns, people who need your light, those who are sick, places that need the Holy Spirit, those who mourn, those who live in darkness, the depressed, the downtrodden. May your Spirit be with them. But God, we also see blessings and change and hope. We delight in new marriages in our congregation, in new jobs and careers, in healing coming after surgery. And help us, God, to be tuned to where we can bring your light, hope, and joy. For we ask this in the essence of Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen for that. And you all can't see, but I can see that Danny McGowan is leading the choir today. So Danny, thank you for filling in. Our Hebrew scripture this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah from his vision. It's chapter 60, verses 1 through 6, and I'm going to read from the New Revised Standard Version. And it's your turn now to listen for the sparkle. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But, the Lord will arise upon you, and God's glory will appear over you, and then you shall see, and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. That's lovely. Our second scripture comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, and this is where Matthew tells about the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it's proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. And then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came out of the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. I'm so glad to see all of you. So, this worship series, where did this come from? SAD, Spiritual Affective Disorder. Well, I have to tell you that we had a couple things we were thinking about using, and we decided to go with this because what I've learned is that people in our country and in our city and in our congregation suffer with anxiety and depression. And what I know for sure is that God is big enough. God is big enough to take all that we experience, all that we have, and be with us and love us anyway. And so it's the job of the church to not only talk about the celebrations, but also talk about the hard stuff too. So, sometimes we do go through times of feeling blue. Sometimes it's really hard to see the light through the darkness of winter and through our own darkness. And I chose this beautiful light. It's a Turkish lamp. I actually got one in Turkey that isn't this beautiful. It's only green. I love all the different colors. There's so many different colors in the lamp. And when the light shines through, see all the different ways in which the light hits the glass and it reflects out. There's so many different lights and darks within each color. I chose this image because that's how each of us experience depression, anxiety, or a dark time. We all have different ways in which we experience it, and we all have different ways in which we respond to it, ways in which we get through it. And so this beautiful, colorful light, this lamp, reminds me, and I hope all of us, that we all get through the dark times in different ways and with different resources. What a beautiful thing. So one of the spiritual practices that that many people have is to listen to music. And so as we look at this beautiful colored lamp, I would like to read to you, not yet sing, later we're going to sing this song. I'm going to read to you the words of this song, and I feel as though some songs can be read like a poem, sometimes they can be listened to, and sometimes we can incorporate them into our prayer. And so I'm going to read from the hymn, Thy Word is My Lamp. When I was afraid, and When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. And the chorus is, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so I think of this colorful lamp here. Thy word is a colorful lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Scripture also offers us some resources when we are searching for some light. When we flip the switch, we may have a new look on things. I couldn't go through today without talking about the baptism of Jesus. Our text today in Matthew talks about how a dove appears and Jesus is alighted. Jesus is our light. We can count on Jesus. We can count on his teachings to be our light. We can count on his friendship to be our light. And what also struck me this time, what sparkled for me, was the word beloved. What would it be like if we crossed out all the things that we say to ourselves and we remembered that we were God's beloved? We crossed out all those negative things that we might say and we remembered we are God's beloved child. That would really flip the switch, wouldn't it? Let's flip the switch on our thoughts in everyday practices, our everyday lives. Let's try new things, new spiritual practices, or even rekindle a new spiritual practice. Everyday activities can be a blessing, filled with God's offer of radiance. So I'm going to end with some homework that I'm giving all of you out there. And I'm wondering if it's on the next one or not. Okay, yes. So, over here on the side, you're going to see a lot of candles. And so, your homework is to start a new spiritual practice, or maybe continue one or rekindle one that you've had. And that is to pray every day. And so, I offer you a candle that you can light while you say a prayer. And when you're done praying, you know, turn off the candle. And then do that every day as a spiritual practice, as a routine. So you can do that, or another way to incorporate this into our everyday lives is to say a prayer, make a habit of saying a prayer when we're driving, or when we're riding in the car or riding on the bus, or maybe every day we walk somewhere and make that our time when we say our prayer. Another way to do this is to, during an everyday activity which personally drives me crazy, but is probably when I need to be praying most, is while washing dishes, say a prayer. Or when you're having your cup of coffee for the day, say a prayer. But incorporate this prayer into your everyday things that you're already doing so that everyday activities can be a blessing filled with God's offer of radiance. So these are some examples of this is one example of a prayer you could say. God of light, shine on me. Or, let my heart always welcome your love, which is the last line of our song that we're going to be singing for the next 8 weeks. Let my heart always welcome your love. So we're going to not only nourish our relationship with the divine individually, we're also going to be lifting each other up through our spiritual practices. So, I invite you to share your experience. Each week, we're going to be posting on Facebook our spiritual practice, and if you're a Facebook user, I invite you and challenge you to hit reply and write and tell us your experience to this spiritual practice so that we can share this with the world. We can tell people what we're doing here in this community. We're lifting each other up, and we're praying this week. Next week is going to be something else. So let us know about your experience. Now, if you tuned out because you don't have Facebook and you don't participate in Facebook, this is your job. Your job is to still share your experience. You can share your experience of this spiritual practice of praying in everyday activities with those around you, whether they attend this church or don't. Share your experience. This is a way in which we can grow with God, but also grow in community. So, as our text in Isaiah tells us, we need to be ready to arise. Arise from our bed. Arise from not living in the present moment. Arise from our non-action. Arise from the water and the meaning of our baptism. And remember all that we promised when we were baptized by the water in the community. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So, please join me each week as we flip the switch on experiencing the divine in our everyday lives and our intentional daily spiritual practices. So, we're going to continue our worship by singing a choral meditation. And I'm not the Latin scholar, so please forgive me. Ubi Caritas. And so, this is a spiritual practice that is something that's been happening over many, many hundreds of years. And what we'll do is we're going to sing these words over and over and over. And at first, you might just need to become familiar with the words or familiar with the rhythm or familiar with the music, and that's okay. Take your time. And as you become more familiar, settle into whatever feels right and really focus on that. Focus on whatever speaks to you or sparkles for you today. Maybe it will be the rhythm. Maybe it will be the words. Maybe it will be the music itself. Or maybe it will be something else. So let us remain seated and begin our choral meditation.
Move now to a time of giving, and I'd like to remind everyone, if you didn't hand in your attendance slip, please do that. Put it in the offering plate as the ushers come by. But if you're a first-time visitor, please know that we don't expect an offering or donation from you. You are our guests, and we are very grateful that you are here. Others of you who are part of our tradition of giving here at University Church, please participate in our offering. It's a symbol of our ministry both in this place, in this neighborhood, and as United Methodists around the world. So let us bring our tithes, our donations, and our offerings.
To God be the glory.
Will you join me, please, in our unison prayer of dedication? We give thanks to God for our life and the courage we are given to live it. Let our gratitude for life be expressed in our generosity. Let our faith be expressed in good causes. Let our belief in the future find full expression in our daily attitude of mind. Amen. And will you please join me, keeping with that flip the switch light theme, Thy Word is My Lamp.
About a lot of things today, and we've talked about especially flipping the switch so that our everyday practices can become spiritual practices. Giver of light, may you shine a radiant joy into the darkness of life. Open our hearts to the brightness of your glory, that we may find the light of your love in all we do. Amen. Go now in peace.